So we're jumping right into our discussion this
Oh, we
week.
are?
No, you had something you wanted to say about last week's episode?
So I just wanted to apologize for the sound last episode. I was having some difficulties. I thought I had my microphone connected, but I did not. I'm so sorry, guys. But here I am. You will be able to hear my little teapot again.
So this episode is actually going to be all Yudi since she didn't record last week properly. So I leave you with her.
I actually got a I got a stand for my, I think I saw you made a post that you like, oh no, you had it on top of books, right? I was like, well, that's smart.
Yeah, I have a stand. This one, the books one, was because I was at the office and I had a meeting and I was like, ugh, I need to put some books. But no, I actually have a stand. I bought it at Staples and it's for the laptop.
I bought that and I also bought the little lights that you had.
I love that you use me as an inspiration.
Well, since you were gatekeeping, you didn't even tell me. I had to bring my whole
Your
my mirror
mirror.
with a light.
And where are
Yeah.
the lights at?
It's like around the mirror.
No, where are the lights that you bought?
Oh, it's still in the mail. Like it's I haven't picked
Oh.
it up. I need to pick it up.
Where did you get them? Amazon?
Yeah.
Cool. These were actually gifted to me by Express whenever we did content, so they sent them to me whenever we were recording.
The perks of being an influencer. I can't see. Oh yeah. Wait, do you have it tied to the Owala?
Yeah, one's on my laptop and the other one's on the Owala, so I have two. One
You
on the
can put it on
side
your
and
phone?
one frontal. Yeah,
Can you put it on your phone?
they clip to
Oh.
whatever surface you want. They come with a clip and you just clip them to whatever the surface it is that you're going to be using.
Well, that's nice. Mine's kind of like that too.
And I see you made a comment about downloading TikTok.
It's whatever. I don't really open it. Like, I don't think I've opened it today or probably yesterday. I haven't
Yeah.
even started following anyone. The only followers I have is Donald and Charon. Cause like I don't like it. There's too much going on TikTok.
Yeah.
I see like the person, I guess I went into the lives and they have all these little things around them, like coins, and it got on my nerves. So I was like, I don't like that. And Donald's like, well, because you're on the lives, you need to go on the actual
For
like
you
videos, I
page.
guess. But it still had the little something on top with a coin. I don't know, it just annoys me.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I scroll on Instagram Reels a lot less than I do on TikTok. I think I watch more TikTok videos of like cooking or like a day in the life. Or right now, my For You page on TikTok is all about dogs, especially Golden Doodles, because Penny. Yeah, I mean, I use Instagram more for other things and TikTok more for other things as well. You'll
No, I
like it
don't
at
want
some
to.
point. Well, then delete it.
That's what Donald tells me. Cause like I think
Stop complaining and delete it.
I probably had like 8 messages from him, and I had like some other ones from Chatham. Cause now they're sending me TikTok, and I was like, oh, sorry, I haven't seen them. I know, but
What you should be cutting back is on your ChatGPT,
I don't even.
'cause you're one of the people that are contributing to our environment, global warming.
I was like, he's a hater. Look, and this is what I Googled. I was like, when is it too much to be on chat? Because I don't use it like all day. I didn't use it yesterday. I haven't used it today. I just use it when like something random comes to my head and I'll ask. But it says that too much would be exceeding the 40 messages in the 3 hour window. Remember, did I tell you that I think it was only one time that it told me like you have no more new replies or something like that.
ChatGPT was like, hey, you need to calm down. You exceeded your free amount. How about
He's
you
like,
pay?
you need to start paying, babes.
How much is it?
I think it's like $20. I was like, never mind.
Never mind. I'll continue having questions and not have an answer for them. So TikTok is a no for you.
Actually was trying to make a video because I'm checking off my bucket list, my summer bucket list. I recorded little clips because we went to the drive-in. But even that, like, I feel like making reels is easier. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, but
You're so cute.
hush.
You are the cutest.
I kind of want to like make YouTube videos.
Like vlogging?
Yeah, like I don't know. I mean, because I was looking at videos And these girls literally do, like, I'm like, well, I don't think I have like so much interesting life that I do all these things. But I watch vlogs where they literally don't do anything. Like, they just wake up, they go for a walk, or they go to like the store, and I'm just like, they're watching.
I don't watch as many YouTube videos, I think. That's why I haven't like maybe started doing vlogs or anything. I'm like, it is a lot of work, like taking your
I
phone, recording, and
know.
then setting it up, and then removing it and all that stuff. So, but if you want to do it, babes, you do you.
I
I'll
actually
subscribe.
recorded. I recorded one right now, walking into Office Depot, printing the thing, and I was thinking, what should I put on this? When you and your bestie have a podcast and you're trying to get it out there, I don't know, you know, like something.
Well, you should continue recording little tidbits of your day and post a little vlog video on YouTube. You never know, maybe that's your avenue to superstardom.
I'm just gonna be like, by the way, guys, go ahead and listen to this podcast.
By the way, guys, I'm leaving on the menu and I'm having my own solo career.
Oh my God, you're funny.
What are your plans for the weekend? It's July 4th weekend. Do you work on Friday?
I don't work on Friday, but I work on Saturday. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't really feel like going to go watch the fireworks. I don't know. I mean, we went one year, but there was a lot of people like in downtown Austin, and like the parking, and like it's hot. If you need to go to the restroom, like their porta potties, right? That's what they're called. Is
Porta
that how you say
potties,
it?
yeah.
It's not it. But yeah, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna be in Houston already?
I'll be in Houston on Friday. The plan is to go to, we're going to one of our friends' house to like pool day. We'll be cooking some hot dogs and pool day, I guess.
Very 4th of July hot dogs. I see what the whole what's the weather? Is it gonna be raining? Let me see.
The weather, hopefully not.
It says over here Friday 60%.
Oh my gosh, cloudy.
Well, cloudy's better than raining.
Cloudy with no precipitation of rain. So hopefully the weather changes and the sun comes out. I really want to go to Barton Springs. I've seen so many people at Barton Springs. Like,
Yes, I do not have a job.
I was gonna say, do they work remote? Are they working like on the laptop and they're like, oh, let me just go in the water or whatever?
I think it's maybe like a lot of students, they're like on vacation. So, and I've seen a lot of like influencers that are like, I guess, recording it, like a fun activities to do in Austin. And they're just there chilling. I don't know. I told Donald like we should go, but he's like, it's cold there. I mean, it is gonna be cold, but like the water.
Yeah, like the rivers in San Marcos are always super
Oh,
cold.
yes.
Remember when we went there for in August? It was like super hot out, but the river was ice cold.
I didn't get off. Did
Didn't you? I think you did because you fell down.
I?
I think I have a video that I can post on
I
the
know.
gram for you guys to see.
You're funny. I also finished my first summer book.
Which one did you finish?
The New York one, Summer in New York.
Oh, the one that
Yeah, I
Donald
think
got you?
that. Yeah. It
Did
was
you?
cute.
What would you rate that book?
I would rate it like a 7. It was just, I mean, it was cute. But I think it's more for the vibes. It's just for summer.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't, you know what's gonna happen. It's like enemies to lovers, kind of. But it was just cute because they were going through all these parts in New York and they were like naming places like restaurants and stuff. And I was like, is this restaurant real? So I would Google it. I would not ask
No.
ChatGPT.
No, you thought about it. You probably I
No,
would ask Luna.
actually, I didn't. I don't know why I would just like Google it. I think there was like
Yeah.
an Italian one. They were talking to Posey. It's like the best pizza. It's in Brooklyn. And it's actually a real restaurant.
Speaking of New York and all of that, I'm going to New York
You are?
in 2 weeks.
For what?
That's a lie. No, I'm not. But speaking
Oh.
of New York, there's a fashion emergency in New York right now.
What is it?
Anna Wintour has stepped down as editor in chief in Vogue. We talked about
Yes.
Anna Wintour in like our previous episodes. After 4 decades of being an editor in chief of American Vogue, Anna Wintour is stepping down. Like since 1988, since I was a baby till now, she's been in Vogue.
What? Wait, how old is this lady?
So she's 75 years old right now. So 75 minus 37, that is, she was 38. She was my age. Like, I could be editor in
You can
chief.
replace her. You
But
too.
yeah.
You too. Why can't I speak English today? I was like, you should do. You should. You know, she gives Willy Wonka vibes.
Because of the bob.
And blonde.
So Wintour broke the news to the staffers on Thursday. Although she'll exit the top role at Vogue, she is not leaving Condé Nast altogether, but scaling her duties back. She'll remain as one of Publisher's global chief content officer, where she oversees every brand's global operations, as well as Vogue's global editor director. So essentially, she's still going to be working at the publisher, which is Condé Nast, but she will not be the editor in chief. The new person that will be coming in is going to have another title. Let's say I were to interview for the job and they give it to me, my title would be head of editorial content. She will be the last person to have editor-in-chief title for Vogue.
Who's Emily Blunt?
Emily Blunt, she's an actress. She came out in the movie Devil Wears Prada, so she's Emily Blunt.
The lady with the white hair?
No, that's Miranda Priestly.
Oh, that is.
The
Because
other girl, the other young girl.
someone put Emily Blunt, this is your moment.
Yeah, there were a lot of memes going on of who should be replacing Anna Wintour. For example, the Olsen twins. Somebody posted like, "Oh, it's Mary-Kate and Ashley's turn to be editor in chief of Vogue." Let
Absolutely
me
not. Someone said, wish me luck, everyone.
pulling up to Condé Nast to interview for the gig.
I
So,
know.
we'll post these on the actual on our Instagram. Did you watch The Devil Wears Prada?
Yes, but I don't think I watched it all.
Do you know who she is?
She's been waiting. No.
In the movie, she's the editor-in-chief of French Vogue, and she wanted to take Miranda Priestly's job. My pick for Anna Wintour's replacement.
Hi.
That's Emily Blunt. And they also
That's
have
funny.
Blair Waldorf, obviously
Her.
making fun of
If
it.
it was like real, I would pick her, Blair.
Who's gonna fill in her shoes? I wonder who they're gonna pick for the new position.
I wonder how you like, do you, is there a place to apply or do they just go by like what they like? They're gonna reach out to someone. There's nowhere to apply.
I actually, a long time ago, whenever, like, I want to say like 4 years ago, I looked into like looking for a job in Vogue, like in Condé Nast, and they did have like an assistant position, but it didn't say salary or anything like that. But it was just like go run errands, pick a lot of pickups, a lot of like late afternoons and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, that kind of sounds exciting. It's literally like the Devil Wears Prada, but like, how much do they pay? Where am I gonna live in New York and stuff like that? But yeah, they do have like a website where you can go in and interview or like apply.
Imagine if they have like interviews and Anna is there.
Oh my
She's
gosh.
intimidating. I would probably be like, can you take your glasses off?
She'll say like, you know what? Do not talk to me. So yeah, you see they have like all these positions on the website, Condé Nast. For example, 65 jobs open. Visuals director for Vogue, associate manager for email operations, senior associate for design, post-production supervisor, finance manager, sales associate, digital inventory, a lot of jobs anyway. And the address is One World Trade Center, New York. Imagine that's your job. Like, oh, I'm gonna go to One World Trade Center here. Like, can you drop me off?
And running to go pick up something and then running back,
Can you
running
go
with
downstairs?
coffee.
Yes, can you go downstairs and give me Starbucks, hot Starbucks? Speaking of Anna Wintour, there's also a meme going around where I think Miranda Priestly is staring at a bag with a labubu. She's like this, and then she looks at your labubu, and then she looks at you.
That's me. I don't like them. I have a munchie. I don't have it on. It's in my other bag.
Oh, okay, it's not on your bag that you have right now.
No.
What's in your bag? So we thought it would be a fun idea to reveal what's in each other's bag. Well, Yudi in her bag and mine in my backpack. You go ahead and start first. So let's see what's in your bag. Show us.
Oh my God. You didn't even give me a chance to clean it. I have a lot of
You've
stuff in here. This is gonna
had a
be an
week to clean
hour.
it.
Okay, we'll start off with I got some mints. Anyways, I got some icebreakers. And then I have a little It's a 2025 pocket planner. It's green, forest green.
Let me see. Do you have anything written inside, or you're like, what's her name? Hailey Bieber, that she pulled out a notebook from her bag and she's like, I write in this notebook every day, and she doesn't have anything written on it.
Well, you can start calling me Yuri Bieber. No, actually, the last thing I wrote is like my list, my grocery list.
You're so cute.
Hush. But actually, like I have a bigger planner like at work, so that's where I write more stuff. On this one, I'll write like payments that are gonna be due and stuff like that, and when I get my girl day. And then I have a pill case because if you get cramps, headaches, you know. And then I have a little like a travel perfume.
Travel size, yeah, travel size perfume.
Yes, travel size perfume, and it's Chloe. That's the perfume I have. I have a lip gloss from Summer Fridays. Am I supposed to be saying the brands?
Maybe
It's
get some
actually
sponsorships.
a lip balm, not a. And then I have the little wallet, and I just have credit cards in here. Well, my cards. Oh, I actually bought a sticker today at Summer Moon. I think I
That's
got a discount, huh?
where are we putting those stickers?
Well, I got one for Donald and one for me. I think he's gonna put it on his laptop. I'm not one to put stickers on my stuff. I'll probably
Yeah.
put it like on my junk journal.
Where's your junk journal?
It's in
Haven't
the
seen
room.
that junk journal.
It's in the room. I have a lip liner. I have a pen. I have a una toallita. But I always lose them, so Donald decided to get me this huge one.
Oh my gosh, that looks like a towel. Like a hand towel.
It is. It's just the shape of one. And then I have half a mirror. I think I got this. Did we go to like, I got this in New York at a museum. Like the other half, it actually has like a light. Was it with you? Did I go with you or with Marisol?
Maybe with Marisol, because
I don't know.
I don't
Well,
remember that one.
I have a mirror. I have a little hand sanitizer.
Hand sani.
And then I have a charger for my Apple Watch. I'm not wearing it right now. It's not charged. Oh, look, here's the mirror. It broke and I refused to throw it away because, I mean, it still works. I have another lip gloss. How much more time do I have?
Actually, 15 seconds.
I have a little, what is this called?
Like a hair clip?
Yes, a hair clip. And then I just have coins and I have receipts.
That's all you have? That's a lot of stuff.
But yes, that's what I carry in my purse. I think it's probably what mostly all girls carry in their purse. I still need some hand lotion, but
That's cute. You have plenty of girly things in your back, in your backpack, in your bag. Let me
do
go
you
ahead and
carry
s
as many things as me?
I think I carry a lot more stuff than you in my backpack. So I'm
But you
gonna
take that to work?
I take that to, yeah, I bring that to work and I take it whenever I go to a coffee shop. I always like take the backpack with me too. So yeah, this is what I have in my backpack.
It looks like it's full. It's packed.
So this is my pen assortment bag. So I have some
Ooh.
Sharpies there. Here I have highlighters and pens.
You know, just by seeing that, I realized that you're a type A person and I'm type B.
And a lot of more pens and colors here. And on this one, we have markers.
Cute.
We have to have them because my Moleskine notebook. So, as you can see, it's already very used. And this is like my planner and like journal and everything. So I highlight, I do a lot of like inspos. This is for July because
Wake
this
up
is
and smell the
Penny.
coffee. So
That's
cute.
Penny. That's like the inspiration quote and stuff.
Those guys always like, I know you post the pictures of your planner. They always kind of look like you.
Yeah, so I always try and get like outfits from here and be like, oh, I kind of like what he's wearing. I'll probably like maybe try and recreate it. But yeah, so this is my planner.
Are these
And I have,
Pinterest?
they're all on Pinterest. They're all from Pinterest. My Kindle with stickers. Seven
Oh my
Husbands of
God. Oh
Evelyn
my God,
Hugo.
I cannot look at that. Whoa. Why do you have it there?
And the thing that Donald gave
Oh,
me
cute.
currently in
Dude,
chapter 19.
I need to
What?
get you a book sleeve.
Oh, because I have it like this.
Está todo feo. Sandalwood
My
candy.
cologne for the, yeah, throughout the week, this is what I use. It's from Abercrombie. It smells really good. Sandalwood Canyon from Abercrombie and Fitch. It smells really good. Obviously, my wallet. Just in case I get bored, I have. Do you remember I bought it with
Yes,
you?
in
And
Austin, right?
it still works. Look. Anyway, I have this Power Ranger game. The brand is Tiger. It's from like the 90s and they re-released them, so I got one. It's been raining here in Brownsville, so an umbrella always comes in handy. Obviously, my laptop. How much time do I have left? I have 1:37. Okay. And the front, this is in the front pocket. External battery. I do carry alcohol spray. This
No, I
saved me
cannot.
throughout the pandemic. So you guys, if you don't have hand sanitizer, go get yourself one of these little bottles from Target. Fill it up with alcohol. Spray your hands. Spray your
Oh my God,
face.
no, you did not.
Gum. Oh, I do. I have some CeraVe. And what's that? What else? What else?
See,
Oh,
these
and
are
a little.
the
That's it.
videos. See, this is the type of
It's a
videos that
sanitizing
from
wipe.
United.
Puro pinche United, la verdad.
You should leave that. Don't cut it. These are the type of videos I like to watch on YouTube. And I'm like,
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and upload this one to YouTube so you can watch it.
well, that's nice. You have all the essentials. You're making me want to carry a backpack.
A backpack. You should.
Actually, I because this is just like it's like a bag, right, that I take, but I did order it should be coming tomorrow. I know. I ordered a purse. It should be coming tomorrow, but it's like bigger because I need to start carrying. Like my Kindle does not fit in this purse. If I want to take a book, it doesn't fit. And then I'm always carrying with everything. Like I want something that I can put my water in there and everything, you know?
Yeah, this actually, well, my Owala is not here, but this actually, like, my Owala would go in the pocket on the side.
You didn't tell us what you have in the pockets.
And the side pockets, I have my sunnies and a pen, just in case I need to sign something quickly. This is a little body spray, just in case I was like, I don't want to use my cologne. I'll use the body spray from, this is called Leather and Brandy from Bath and Body, and a little whiteout tape. But yeah, that's what I have in my backpack, you guys. Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna start carrying a backpack and I'm gonna carry all my junk journal supplies.
Dude, what you need to do is just have one notebook, like one Moleskine. I don't know why you have several. Like, I mean, for work, that's fine. You can have one for work, but like your journal and your grocery and your podcast and all that, just do it all in one. I like to do that instead of having like three.
I feel like because like this one is just the podcast one because I feel like the junk journal it's gonna have stuff that it's gonna make it like really fat.
Yeah, I mean, well, it is different because you're junk journaling. So yeah, it is going to be a little bit more. It's going to have a lot more stuff in it than just like cutouts and.
But I do think I'm gonna start doing the like the podcast and the planner in the same one. I'm gonna start drawing the calendars like you.
So I'm super excited because I have 5 pages left of my Moleskine, and I can go buy a new one.
You're funny. You know, I are you gonna buy a moleskin again?
Yeah.
I feel like I like them to have the pages a little bit thicker.
No, I kind of like this one.
I think it's because like, and ever since I was in school, like whenever I write, I don't like to feel the writing on the other side.
I love to do that.
I hate it. Like
So,
there's
yeah,
one.
like this.
Look, and I've wasted gold. Show me.
Yeah, like mine right here, you can actually like you
No,
can
I don't.
feel.
No, no.
I love
Dude,
it.
look at me. Like we are very opposites. Mira, este como está escrito, ¿verdad? Y como just because I could feel it in the back, I skipped this whole thing because
No.
I did not want to size. And I skipped this one too because I had written something and then I started a new one.
Have you heard of whiteout? Whiteout, something that you wrote so you don't have to skip pages?
It's because I guess since I work where I work, we're not allowed to have whiteout. So I guess I'm like very against whiteout.
That is crazy. That yeah, we're so like we're opposite of each other.
And I feel like you had everything more organized, and I just have everything thrown in there.
That is something, yeah, that's something about me that I like to have my things organized. feel like I'm
Tell us
exploring.
who you identify yourself most with.
I was like, who are you asking me? Yes, please. Who you're gonna see this video on social media, but like who do you identify more like? What does your bag look like? Does it look like more like Yudi's? Or if you have a backpack, does it look more like mine? Yeah, so my backpack is a Herschel. So that's a brand of backpack. Actually, Carson gave it to me for like Christmas.
That's cute. So, talking about receiving gifts, that is one of the five love languages. You know what the five love languages are? Do you know what your love language is? Don't
I
say it,
do know.
just you
I
do.
yes, I do. Yes.
You can guess my love language and I'll guess yours.
Okay, I'll guess your love language. I think your love language is probably a combination. I think it's
Are
acts of
you
service.
Luna?
I think it's acts of service and receiving gifts.
Wrong. I think yours is words of affirmation and maybe quality time. I think I look, so actually I went on, right? Because you can actually take a love language quiz, because I knew what I thought my love language was, and then I was like, let me just take a quiz. And I did all these freaking questions. And at the end, it's like, you have to pay to get your results. And I'm like, seriously? You said it was free at the beginning. Anyways, I didn't pay because guess who came through?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Luna. I'm so over her. Like, honestly, I think I like Sabrina Carpenter more.
You're so mean. So I thought my love language was like words of affirmation and probably the gifts, but then like I had like a quiz that she made. I do have a combination of two. It's not that. So it's quality time and words of affirmation. And then she put, I suspect receiving gifts and acts of service are nice, but not your main thing. So there is five love languages, in case y'all didn't know. So we have words of affirmation, basically hype me up. Acts of service, do the dishes, fall in love. Quality time, put your phone down and look at me. And physical touch, hugs, hand holding, and well, you know, that's what she said.
And then receiving gifts. That's the fifth one.
Oh, yeah, I skipped it. Sorry. It says it's not materialistic, it's thoughtful.
Mine are words of affirmation and physical touch. Those are my two main ones, but obviously, acts of service, helping out, or just like reaching out to do helpful actions. Receiving gifts also, it's very, for like in my case, it's a thought that counts, not the actual gift. Like you can get like a lollipop and give it to me, and that's like, oh wow, that's a thought. And quality time always is well appreciated, feeling that someone wants to dedicate enough time to you and stuff like that. But my main ones are words of affirmation and physical touch, which I think they are very like very specific to me.
I guessed one. I
Yeah,
guess
you
you're
guessed words of affirmation. I guessed one too from yours.
So how do
How do
you
I
show your,
show
yeah,
relationship?
general?
Obviously, in general, is acts of service. I show my love through what I do for other people, like either helping out, being present, showing up. I do a lot of that, acts of service. And I feel like I try and give a lot of like gifts too. Like I've seen it with my nephew. Like this past weekend, I was out and I saw like a little Toy Story alien little thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, for Peanut. So I always try and like, if I can get a little something, it doesn't matter if it's like something small or something big or whatever. It's just a thought because I'm always like thinking of other people in the moment that I see something.
I think
What
mine
about
is
you?
gift giving too.
Yeah.
I really, really think I really put thought in gifts, and I don't like to give gift cards. I mean, I do, but if I'm gonna give you a gift card, I'm not gonna give it to you just like that. I'm gonna do something. Like, for example, I don't know, I'll put it like in something special. I'm not just gonna give you the gift card in a card, you know, like, or putting gifts in bags. I want the whole thing. I want to wrap it, and like I
Yeah.
took the time to do it, to choose the wrapping paper for you.
Yeah, same here. I don't do gift cards, and if I do a gift card, it's because one, it was super like last minute that I was like, oh my gosh, I need to get something. There's nothing, I don't find anything, and I think the person is going to appreciate more that I give them a gift card versus me just picking out something random and giving it to them. Yeah, that's the love languages. The ones that I do is acts of service and gifts.
Mine is a gift giving, and I feel like the quality time. And like the quality time can even be like with FaceTime. I call my parents every day. Yeah, I mean, I usually try to be there for their birthdays or like Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, stuff like that.
Have you thought about Donald's love language? What is his love language?
Donald's love language is touch.
Physical touch.
Yeah, it's physical touch. That's like his main one. The thing with that is that Donald is so hot. Donald loves to cuddle and I'm really hot. Like I get hot easily. So like when I shower and stuff and we're laying down, like he's super hot and I'm like, ay, Dios mío, like prende el abanico. He's
Yeah,
hot.
you can feel like the heat
Está
coming out from his body.
caliente. Which
Is
is
he?
sometimes good because like when I have cramps, like, I'll put his arm like on my stomach and it helps
Yeah.
because he's warm all the time. But bottom line, if you pay attention to how you naturally show love and what makes you feel good, you probably already know what your love language is. You don't need to go online and take a $15 quiz.
Is that what it costs? $15?
Yeah, somewhere like 15. There was a cheap one that was like $1.96, but I was like, why is this one so cheap? Is it like a fake website and they're gonna get my info? So I was like, I'll just reach out to Luna Derk.
They're gonna steal your data. I think actually ChatGPT does that already, so.
Hush. But yeah, guys, you already know what our language is if you ever want to show us some love.
My love language through this potty is whenever we get new followers, love that. So, guys, let us know what your love language is.
Do we get a new follower?
We got two new followers. We got Gabriela Carral, Gabi Carral, and
Oh.
Lucero Ansures. She's my cousin's wife. So we have two new followers, which I wasn't expecting.
Well, we do have someone else that listen, but she does not have Instagram. So I'm pretty sure if she had Instagram, she would follow us. Her name's Lorena Torres. Yes, she always tells me how she loves the potty, and she has even given us suggestions. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Lorena, for listening and for sending us some feedback. That is awesome. We really appreciate it. And I did post about it on our Instagram stories. Speaking about love, this past weekend I went to the movies to watch Materialist with Dakota Johnson, Pedro Pascal, and Chris Evans. So it's a movie. So this is a girl that she's a matchmaker. So her career is like setting up people, matching them with another person so they can date. Potentially, what you want to do is get married, right? I went to see the movie. I thought it was going to be like a rom-com, and I was like, you know what? It's in New York. I want to see it. It's a rom-com, perfect for the summer. Well, it is in New York, but it's not like a rom-com. It's like a very different type of, I want to say like it's a little bit more dramatic than rom-com. But where I was going to is that ma in real life, matchmakers are surging in popularity. Now, professional matchmaking is having a moment. If you wanted to hire somebody for these services, let's say you're single, right? This service will cost you anywhere between $150,000 for its services. This is according to this matchmaker called Bonnie Winston. Her clients include billionaires and multi-millionaires who have success in all areas in their life except love. So essentially, executives or very rich people go with this person called Bonnie, and she'll match them with another person, and potentially you get married.
I didn't even know this was a thing. I guess there was some sites that they were like luxury matchmakers, right? Because they're getting matched with like very, I guess, like successful people. So is it only for like that, or is there some that like for like people that can't afford that?
So I didn't find any. I didn't do a lot of research into like seeing if there was like more affordable ones. Yeah, because I read that at the same time, the traditional apps that dominated the market, such as Hinge and Tinder, are experiencing some decline. A study shows that 64% of app users feel hopeless. Another matchmaker company charges you $120,000 for its services. Why not pay someone to find your love match?
That is crazy. Like, are you that?
Desperate?
Yeah, are you that desperate to like pay? I mean, I guess if you're like a millionaire, that's like pocket change. But how much does a matchmaker cost? This one says that typically ranging from 5,000 to 100,000. That's
Yeah.
still a lot. Oh, there it says low-end matchmakers. Often franchises with high client volume might charge between 2,500 to 15,000.
So I don't know how it works, but in the movie, she's a matchmaker, right? So I would interview with you. Like, for example, I was a matchmaker and you were the one that trying to get a match. I would ask you questions. Do you like this in a guy? Do you like that in a guy? And then I guess I go back to my pool of mat of people. And I would look for someone that has your what you want that matches his, essentially a matchmaker, right? So, Donald matches with Yudi. They're a match. So I'll send you off to a date. I mean, it's perfect on paper, right? It's like you check all of your boxes, but what if the date doesn't work, like in person, you know?
So if it doesn't work, do I get a refund?
No, you don't get a refund. You would come back to your matchmaker and be like, it didn't work. So she would have to set you up with somebody else.
So this is just like a luxury Tinder.
You should see the movie. Like, I don't recommend it. Like, oh my gosh, it's so good. But it's like, I like it. I like the aesthetic of it. Like, because it's in New York and the way they filmed certain things and the way they looked. It was a good movie, aesthetically pleasing.
Right here it says, so I guess they have a 3-day rule. It starts with 5,900 for a 3-month program with guaranteed 3 matches minimum. And then they have a 6-month, it goes for 9,500, 6 matches, and includes a photo shoot and a date coaching. This is a perfect job. Just like you're
I know,
basically a
right?
Cupid.
So matchmaking, the practice of arranging marriages, has roots stretching back centuries and across diverse cultures. Historically, it was common practice in various societies, including Jewish communities in Eastern Europe and Russia, ancient Greece and India. In many cases, matchmakers acted as mediums to assess compatibility and negotiation for a fee.
Well, I don't think if I was like a multi-billionaire and I needed this, like I needed someone, I don't think I,
You would pay for that service.
no, I wouldn't. Like,
Yeah.
I would just rather stay alone.
I don't know. This movie, like, it's obviously this is a real thing, matchmaking. But yeah, this movie is just this guy is super rich and he is paying this girl to essentially find him a match and they end up like hooking up or whatever. I'm not gonna tell
Wait,
you the rest of
him.
the
Oh my
movie.
God. Wait, is Pedro Pascal the one paying?
I don't know. You have to go see the movie.
I no. Oh, fine. Another movie that we are soon going to have to watch. Well, not soon, but in a couple of months. So crazy how it's already July. There I
September
am.
26.
Yep. September 26th. The Strangers Chapter 2.
This I haven't watched the trailer. I know you put it on our deck to discuss this episode. I was like, I meant to watch it, but I didn't have time. The Strangers Chapter 2 is an upcoming American horror film. It's the second installment of the new trilogy of films and the direct sequel to The Strangers Chapter 1.
I didn't watch the trailer either because I don't like to watch trailers. I just heard that they said, "Is Tamara there?"
You're like, hell no, I'm not watching this
You
anymore.
know, I think the first one came out. It came out last year, right?
Yeah, it came out last year.
And it came out like a couple of months before we went on our fall trip, and we were gonna rent a car and go through different little towns. And I was like, "Oh, hell no, we are not stopping at a little cafe or whatever it was that they stopped." Remember?
A restaurant, it was like a diner or something like that. And then
Like,
they came out and the car didn't turn on.
no, like, as soon as it was just the vibe was not there. They were all acting so weird.
Yeah, so the main premise of this new movie is after learning that one of their victims, Maya, is still alive, three masked maniacs return to finish the job. With nowhere to run and no one to trust, Maya soon finds herself in a brutal fight for survival against psychopaths who are more than willing to kill anyone who stands in their way.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that's all I have for The Strangers Chapter 2. Do you have anything else?
No, just that I'm excited for it to come out.
It's going to be the beginning of the fall season, almost the beginning of the fall season with this movie coming out.
Fall is August 1st for me. Actually, no, not August, September.
September 1st. That's when you start
When
decorating.
the burr months.
The burr. I did you share something about that?
Yes, I did.
I saw it. I was like, somebody shared it, then I saw it on an actual reel. I was like, okay, I think I've seen this today. Somebody shared it.
It's 9 Sundays for the burr months.
9 more Sundays, and we're there, you guys. This year has just been flying by. Like, I was actually just in the VI in February, the end of February, and it's already July.
I was gonna say after July the 4th, it goes downhill.
What?
I wanna share something that I order on Amazon. It's like you're gonna be like, really? Is it HEB? I like when I go to the store, I'll usually have like a drink with me, right? Target has work for you to put like your coffee or whatever you have. HEB does not. And some of them they do. I think Walmart and some of them they do. So I found this on Amazon.
HEB has some, and the one in Houston, they have like to hold your drinks because I've put my Starbucks there.
Ours doesn't. Well, we
It's on
no,
the.
I don't think it does.
Okay, what did you order? Let's see.
I ordered this.
So you're gonna actually like open your purse and put it
Yeah, I'm
there?
gonna
Oh,
put
that's one of my pet peeves. Like, I used to have
it
this coworker when we would go out to lunch. She would have,
for the purse.
oh my gosh, like that hook that goes on the table to hang her purse. I'm like, you don't need to have that.
The purse had on, or was it like, no?
It was like a Michael Kors or something
It was a
like
Kate
that.
Spade.
No, it was a Michael Kors, and I was like, that's cool, but I mean, we don't need that.
No,
But
I think
anyway,
that one is
that's
too. I've
cute. That's
seen
cute.
those. I've seen those, but I maybe if she had like a Hermes, or is it Hermes or Hermes? Hermes, right?
Hermes.
Hermes got this. You know what I was thinking
Ah.
about? The Hermes music.
Oh yes, the music
I
store.
know. Ay, Dios mío.
Definitely leaving it on the
Oh my God.
Oh, but on that note, you guys, I have to skedaddle out of here.
Okay, guys. Well, that's it for today's episode.
Thank you so much for listening to the 14th episode of On the Menu Podcast. Like always, go ahead and follow us on Instagram at onthemenu_pod and to our own personal Instagrams. I'm at Toners.
And I'm at Shurik.
Don't forget to.
Like, don't forget to like, follow, and share.
Thank you so much, guys. See you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.